Hello, folks. This is Millicent Oriana here, host of Nerd Forensics, and I wanted you all to know that I am on Patreon at patreon.com/nerdforensics. And I also wanted you to know that if you donate to me, I'll have some cool prizes up, and anybody who donates to me will get some stuff retroactively. Don't worry. I will definitely hook y'all up. So patreon.com/nerdforensics. Hello, everybody. This is Millicent Oriana, and welcome to the first mini-sode of Nerd Forensics. Today's episode is the worst idea for a TV show ever, or this actually happened, or fish and chips. With me today, I've got Jacob Urban.
Hello, everybody.
And I've also got Sophia Baca, host of Breaking Math.
Host of Breaking Math and... Oh, God, I was going to say something witty, but I didn't. I failed. Continue.
Last king of Scotland and the rightful partner of Queen Elizabeth II?
I mean, it'd be a queen, but yeah.
There was one other person who did that. And I mean, okay, I wouldn't say he was cool, but like Forrest Whitaker did play him in a movie. And Forrest Whitaker's cool.
I don't think Forrest Whitaker identifies as a queen, though.
No.
Yeah, he's got a kid of his own. Sorry, is this a thing from family? No, I don't.
American Dad.
American Dad.
Enjoying your coffee, Smith?
I'm not drinking coffee.
I'm just testing. See, if you were a liar, you might say you were enjoying your coffee. Maybe even take a drink from an imaginary cup.
Who are you, and why do you freak me out?
Turlington, Parking Internal Affairs. Our quarter count's been low lately. Any idea why?
Well, I guess gas is so cheap these days that people have been driving around and not parking?
Yeah, I got a kid of my own.
And The Shield, and like, yeah, they're parodying his character from The Shield, and that's what also makes that really funny.
Millicent Oriana, culture expert. While seeking to unlock the secrets of all fandoms, she is exposed to an overload of every aspect of pop culture. Now, when asked a question about a piece of popular culture, she becomes curious. Now hosting a podcast and joined by amazing guests, she seeks to find answers and find a way to live off her talents and to make a fun podcast.
Don't make me ask questions, obscure British satellite network. You wouldn't like it if I had to ask questions. Today we are going to talk about the worst idea anybody ever had for a TV show, and this is going to take us back to the year 1990. You know, basketball was great. Sports were great in general for the most part. I don't know if that was before or after or during the time that Trump destroyed the USFL, but that happened. So, let's definitely go into this. Great Britain released a show on a satellite network called Galaxy. And what was the title of that show again, Jacob?
Heil, Honey, I'm Home. Not to be confused with Hi, Honey, I'm Home.
And for those of you that are unfamiliar with the premise of that show, it was actually about Adolf Hitler and his Jewish neighbors, and it was a situation comedy. Sophia, you've told me about a movie called Look Who's Back that you're a big fan of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that movie, though, is about Hitler coming back to the present and, like, trying to take over power. It seems a lot more like... It doesn't seem like the same. It's like saying like it's like some kind of analogy that I can't be bothered to come up with.
Okay, and I mean, I totally get it. Like, I'm not saying that there's any problem watching a show where Hitler's like a character. I personally loved Preacher, and one of the main plot points is a kid gets tricked into freeing Hitler from hell.
Oh, and then you got Jordan Peele. He has that Hunters.
Yeah, Hunters, which great show.
And you have Werner Braun is a character in that, and hijinks ensue. Yeah. Hijinks.
And on our show, we also subscribe to the philosophy that Werner Von Braun, yes, he was responsible for aviation and us getting into space and all that good stuff. Well, not aviation, but, you know, aerospace stuff. But we will also bring up that man committed a crime against humanity when he picked and chose who died. He signed papers. His signature is on them. I could go into this for hours, but I won't because I'm not on Reddit.
I will just say that Project Paperclip was probably one of the worst things the United States has done. However, this, according to Wikipedia, this show has been described as perhaps the world's most tasteless situational comedy.
Yeah. So, again, the show aired on a satellite network in England, and apparently it got canceled halfway through the broadcast of its first episode and was never seen again. There's scripts floating around. There's clips of the show. I've never bothered to watch it because I get the idea. Sophia, earlier you said that there was a joke that they definitely used in the show, and there's no way they didn't. What was that joke again?
God, it was like...
Wasn't it?
Like, all right, or... So they
I'll
did,
get right to it.
I'll get right to it, because it sounds sitcom-y, and it sounds... just reading this show, it seems like the Wikipedia article about the show, and y'all can agree or disagree, but it sounds like this guy... was a moron, like a slightly racist moron who's trying to make a point about something he didn't understand using the medium of satire, which he couldn't wield.
Oh, and Jacob also wanted to bring to attention earlier that...
So one of the actors was portraying Reinhard Heinrich, and the character was removed from the show after episode 6. And I'm really wondering what the hell he did to be removed from this show.
Oh, he just wasn't testing well. He was what was making audiences uncomfortable.
It was canceled after half an episode. the guy whose portrayal was so bad that he time traveled.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of funny to think about... they said that this was found footage of an American TV show from the 50s. And all I can think, all that me and my co-host can think is, don't put that on us. That is not us.
Oh, and just ask y'all, they meaning who, the BBC or someone?
Yeah, well, Galaxy, whatever the heck channel that is, and also the show itself. At the very beginning of the show, it ran insert.
The first episode opens with a caption card explaining that it's with the fictional backstory of the show, and it supposes the rediscovered lost tapes of an abandoned, never aired American sitcom.
Yeah, they tried to put it on us. They tried to say that it was our mistake.
Now, what I find really interesting about this is that they thought this show was going to run for 11 episodes, and they had the balls to record 8 of them.
They also made a Christmas special.
They did make a Christmas special with a guest appearance of Hermann Göring. So apparently you break him out for Christmas.
Hermann Göring, right?
Yeah. Göring, Göring. I've heard it pronounced both ways, yeah. I feel.
Isn't it? I think it's technically Göring.
Yeah, I think Sophia actually has the best pronunciation of it.
Probably. I can't really pronounce German words.
Oh, to make that vowel sound, just go eh. Like, do make an S sound, but round your lips out. So, Göring.
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 Well, now we all at least know how to pronounce a horrible man's name correctly.
Okay, so. I'll teach you how to pronounce the French Y sound. It's, you do make an E sound, but you round your lips. So it's, okay, there we go. I've redeemed myself.
All right, now, next time we have to go into, like, the exact way to pronounce, like... We got to just find some horrible dude from like the warlord period in China. We got to figure out how to pronounce his name correctly. We got to have a whole class on that.
It's Yakuza, not Yakuza. No, just kidding.
Oh, that's Japanese.
Well, I know, but I was just talking about horrible things people have done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see, I mean, I do have to admit, even with organized crime, the Chinese are quite efficient. Their triads, as they're known, are extremely synonymous with hatchets. They're actually like just known for just carrying axes everywhere, and it's like, wow, that's, you want somebody dead, that's a good way to do it.
Aren't they known as hatchet men, or am I just not remembering this correctly?
I do believe you are correct. That is where the term hatchet man comes from. I do believe you're correct on that. I could be wrong. Please, viewers, if I am super misinformed, or listeners, if you am super misinformed, please send me an email at nerdforensics@gmail.com. And I would love to know if we're right, if we're wrong. I mean, I am definitely open to hearing what somebody who's a better historian than me has to say on it. All right. So getting back to the worst TV show ever. And I mean, don't get me wrong. It's Americans aren't perfect. We had a TV show where they literally took people with like disfigurements and like things that had given them self-esteem issues their whole life, did plastic surgery, and then had them do a beauty pageant.
What show is that?
Oh, God. It was called The Swan?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And
so if you don't win, you're the ugly duckling. What you've been all your life. God.
Yeah. So you had one person not, like, melt down and a bunch of other people who got, like, probably, like way more plastic surgery afterwards. They're like, I'm still not good enough. It's, like, not, you know, not a good idea to do that. It's like having a show where you get, like, recently married people and you put them all on, like, two separate islands. And one island's full of, like, a bunch of, like, sex workers that they have hired to be on this island to try to tempt you. And the other island is full of sex workers that are trying to tempt them. And it makes for good TV.
Yeah, the reality TV is not great, but somehow Heil Honey, I'm Home feels more repugnant.
Yes. And again, we just discussed The Swan and Temptation Island, and we agree that the show is more repugnant.
Yeah, a huge story arc for those shows wasn't, though, about Hitler trying to kill his Jewish neighbors.
Yeah, and I mean, also you have to remember we're a group of people that grew up with cops on the air, and so this show was really, like, not cool.
Wait, Jacob, did you say it was or wasn't?
The reality shows wasn't. This show was.
Oh, he's trying to kill them? It was bad enough in my head when I thought they were trying to get along.
What I'm reading here is bat-ish crazy, but yes, in the Wikipedia article, only the pilot was ever screened, although 11 episodes were planned and 8 were recorded, in which a story arc involves Hitler's secretive attempts to kill the Goldsteins, which those are his neighbors.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Like, again, I understand that this was supposed to be a parody of American sitcoms to a degree, but Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's like saying, like, I'm going to do a parody of, like, the Suez Canal in 2020 and then go around headbutting people.
Yeah. I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There was a show in America that was literally the entire joke was a bus driver threatening to beat up his wife.
Zoom.
Yeah. But at the same time, we weren't completely backwards. That was around the same time that Bewitched came out.
Oh, and also that show had a weirdly feminist message at times.
It really did. Yeah. She would, like, put Ralph in his place and stuff.
Yeah, like he'd be like, if he'd be like, oh, I know that I can't worry about this masculine BS. Or, like, I gotta, like, know that, like, you know, I gotta be more, like, he was always shown to be an error, but also he threatened violence on his wife, and then in the second season, yeah, he didn't do anything, but yeah.
He was just unemployed the whole time and, like, sad about that.
Season one's great, kind of. It's fun. It's fun.
And I also was a huge fan of Bewitched, just for the fact that, that really ugly kid from all those Cornette films where, like, you know, gee whiz, Wally wound up growing up to be Darren and then getting replaced by a guy who had just as ridiculous of a name as him. I mean, you had Dick Sargent and Dick Army. And then, I mean, you know, we all watched the show for Samantha being, like, you know, great and wiggling her nose. And, of course, Paul Lynde was... That was America's first glimpse at a gay person. A lot of America had never seen a gay man before.
So tying Bewitched back to this horrible travesty of a show, apparently it was planned to have an animated opening. The pilot episode didn't, but the rest were. That was supposed to be somewhat inspired by Bewitched.
Of course it was inspired by Bewitched. No. WandaVision, it's going to be cute and charming. This is just going to be disturbing.
Well, you don't want to see, like, Ava Braun twitching her nose. Jesus, I can't even go ahead with that joke.
I'm just imagining, like, the Pink Panther opening, but just with, like, Hitler.
He has, like, a big cartoon hammer and he's sneaking up on his neighbor.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm just imagining the Pink Panther opening now. Like, this is...
God, So nothing there, thankfully, kind of lasted of the show.
Yeah, nobody moved on to do anything else. If you look up anybody who worked on the show, that's what they talk about, is how that person worked on the show.
And what was the defense that this guy had? Because I know that he defends it to this day, right?
If he's alive, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't think
that he did till his death.
Yeah, it was, again, it was because of the fact that it was satire, he said. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's satire in the same way that, like, me sticking this microphone up my ass is recording something. I mean, it's, you know, you'll hear something, but you won't want to hear it.
So I'm reading here that there was a professor of English who cites the show as a heavy-handed concept and argues that the show was a failure as a comedy because it disastrously exceeded the limits of irony.
Yeah.
Is there a link? Does he have a link, that professor?
Yes, he actually does.
Do you want to pry?
I almost feel like just giving him his privacy. If anybody is really interested, they can find him on the Wikipedia page. It is not hard.
Yeah. Also, I really do just have to say that, like, I mean, I think heavy-handed is the wrong term. I think ham-fisted, and, like, we're talking, like, those frozen hams that, like, you drop on your foot and it breaks it. Like, it was like that kind of ham-fisted.
A ham gun.
Yeah, a ham gun. Like that dumbass CSI episode with the bullet made out of frozen meat.
God, that show sounds like it sucks.
I mean, I'm sure there are people who do enjoy it, but yeah, you're not really missing anything.
Oh, I will say that the two episodes written by Quentin Tarantino, Gravedigger, great.
Those ones were actually, I remember when those premiered, and those are probably the only episodes that actually stick out in my mind.
Yeah, they're the only two that I really remember.
You cannot zoom in enhanced. I don't know if they did that in that episode, probably not, but I just hate that they could zoom in enhanced. It just bothers me to the core as a person who loves math.
Are you saying that forensics from Blade Runner might not actually exist in the real world?
Okay, imagine have a 1 pixel image of the Earth. It'd be like this light blue image. It'd be like, zoom in, enhance, zoom in, enhance. Oh, I see that you have fleas.
Next you're gonna tell me that I can't have a sex robot that looks like Daryl Hannah and a combat robot that looks like Rutger Hauer?
I'm sure you could. I mean, you could find someone who does that. I don't know who.
Are you saying that, you know, forensic scientists don't have a database of all of the bad men's semen all throughout the world?
Yeah, they sneak into your house at night and swab it. You know that, right? They're why you have wet dreams. Yeah, this is the satellite show of Breaking Math, everybody.
I'm very happy with it.
I mean, you know, you get to learn that people are jerking you off in your sleep, apparently.
Yeah, this is all factual stuff we're discussing here, people. No conspiracy theories, no bullshit. We are just completely all the time, 100%, going to just talk about how Alex Jones is secretly Bill Hicks and any other just nonsense we can come up with.
I mean, if it's a conspiracy theory about a conspiracy theorist, it turns back into truth.
See, I have a conspiracy that washers secretly, like, just turn into refrigerators when they get older. That makes about as much sense as Bill Hicks one.
What do freezers come from? Dryers?
Yeah. They link up like Voltron.
We will discuss the alchemy of this off the podcast as well.
They have stages of life, yo.
I mean, I would have thought dryers would have turned into microwaves.
Okay, actually, Jacob knows more about refrigerator biology than I do, it seems. But yes, they do. They are multi-stage life forms, and they do get out of a pupal state and eventually, like, attach to other things. But you're right. That's the next stage of life. After they're a dryer, they become a microwave. They also become the refrigerators that are broken that get way too goddamn hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just for fun, everybody, I would recommend turning off your safe search and looking up Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't actually recommend that. If you do it, it's on you.
The informative journalism that you get on the Santa Fe Trail Media Network.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know if we have anything else to say about this horrible show. So,
How about?
Apparently, the writer does defend the show.
Okay.
His defense is that the aim of the show was not to shock, but to examine the appeasement surrounding Hitler in 1938. He does concede that the satire of the appeasement did not translate as well as he intended, which all I have to say to that is no fucking shit.
Yeah, honestly, okay. It's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, no, duh. I honestly don't believe he knew what he was doing. I would believe that Pete Townsend was actually doing research before I'd believe that. I've been Millicent Oriana. This has been a Minnesota Nerd Forensics. And joining me tonight again was Jacob Urban.
Hello, and goodbye to everybody listening.
And, of course, Sophia Baca.
I am on Breaking Math Podcast. And if you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at SciPodSophia. That's Sophia with an F. Also, I will say that sometimes if you're a trans girl, you got to wield a hatchet at all times in your purse, maybe.
Yeah, that is actually some solid advice. That or a skinning knife.
Don't judge me.
I don't. I bought you that axe. All right. Well, since we're going to be moving on now, I hope you all have a great rest of your night. And remember, I am at nerdforensics@gmail.com. I'm also at Patreon/nerdforensics. I am on Twitter at CampPodMillie, and of course that's Camp with a K, the tragically ludicrous, the ludicrously tragic.